Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie.
And you're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie, recorded at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before we let you know what we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter, we want to give a shout out to a couple of our show sponsors. And the first one is Safe. And Safe is a new book which tells the true story of Priscilla and Amy Granger's escape from domestic violence and their subsequent work to prevent others from suffering. Now, people who've read the book so far have described it as compelling, filled with heart, and sensational. And it really is a heartfelt story. It's a story that you really need to read and hear about, especially if you or somebody close to you has been a victim of domestic abuse. You can buy your copy of this important and inspirational book today at this website, and this website only, safe-thebook.ie. Safe-thebook.ie. It's available in paperback and ebook formats, and it retails for just $14.99. So once again, Safe is the name of the book. You go to the website, safe-thebook.ie, if you would like to get your copy of Safe. And we also want to give a shout out to another one of our show sponsors.
Yes, Recruit.ie. Recruit.ie have recently launched their brand new app, making finding your dream job easier than ever. Browse hundreds of jobs from Ireland's leading employers and apply in one tap. Also get access to amazing virtual recruitment fairs, free career advice, and much more. Download the Recruit.ie app now and find your new dream job today.
Recruit.ie and Safe, thank you to both of them for supporting us on our Opinions Matter podcast, one of the fastest growing podcasts in Ireland right now. So what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? This is a message that we got into our office yesterday or the day before. In fact, it was the day before. And it's from one of our listeners who has a bit of a dilemma, and she wants to share the dilemma with you, and she wants to get advice from you. And I'm going to read her message so that you can get an idea of what. In fact, I'll be talking to her in a second. I spoke to her a little bit earlier on, but let me just summarize her story. Hi, Adrian. I was at a 40th at the weekend, and one of the teachers from my daughter's school in Talla was there. I'm horrified that I seen him doing coke, not Coca-Cola, down the back of the room while he was more or less being dry-humped by a young girl who couldn't have been any older than 21. And he's married. Not that that's my business, but as you can see in the video that I've sent you, which she did send and we have looked at, that my friend took on the sly, you can see him taking the coke and getting off his face while basically having a young one on top of him. This is a guy who is well-respected in the school and is very involved with the kids. He's supposed to be a role model. I don't think this man should be around kids. I want to remove my daughter from the school and expose this man who is supposed to be teaching kids and be a figure of authority. My fella says what he does on the weekends isn't my business, but Jesus Christ, how can I ignore this? I need to know what your listeners would do. This man should not be around our kids, and Talla parents deserve to know what their kids are going to school to every day. How can I send my kids back to this school when I know what their teachers are like? Talla parents, make sure you know what you're sending your kids into every day. Now, this lady sent us this video. It's grainy, it's dark. I'm going to be talking to her in a second. Mm-hmm. It's grainy, it's dark. Does it show that he's snorting cocaine? Maybe.
You can see his face.
Yeah, you can see he's up to something.
And you can see his hand up a young one's skirt.
Yeah.
And
okay.
He's not, so it, yeah, like, you know what he's at.
Okay, here's my take on this. This was a Saturday night. This was last Saturday night. It was in a privately booked function room for a private party, and he was at a private party. End of. There you go.
Yeah.
End of conversation.
Yeah, look, we're all,
in my opinion,
entitled to our downtime or whatever, but if it were my kids and I saw their teacher doing that, would I be happy? Like, I mean, it's not a bonus for a teacher. I wouldn't see it and be like, woohoo, my kid's teacher does cocaine and fingers girls in public. Yay!
No, obviously it's not a badge of honour. But the fact of the matter is, in my opinion, and let's have this conversation, this is where I want to get you involved. You can send us a WhatsApp with your opinion to 085-825-2626. In my opinion, even though it is not ideal, a teacher shouldn't really be doing cocaine. A teacher shouldn't really be dry humping a young one. The fact of the matter is, it was his weekend. The girl in question was over 18. The teacher shouldn't have been doing cocaine, but sure, loads of people are doing cocaine.
I think what I'm getting from her message is that it's a character. She's questioning his character.
Mm.
Like, he's not even being subtle about it. In the video, you can clearly, it's clear as day to anybody that he is snorting cocaine and has his fingers inside someone's pants.
Or yes, it is obvious. Pants, yeah, and this lady, obviously, she sent the video to us. She asked us to publish it, and obviously we're not going to be publishing it.
Now, I spoke to her off air. I rang her last night, obviously, knowing I was going to be on with you today. Mm. I spoke to her, and she said a massive thing for her was, aside from the cocaine, the fact that the young one was so young looking. She does look young.
Yeah, but she's over 18. She's over 18,
well,
definitely.
Oh,
no, she is over 18.
She looks
you
very
can see
young.
You can see that she's over 18.
Well, let's, for the sake of the conversation, assume she is over 18.
Yes, absolutely. She wouldn't have gotten into the function if she'd been under 18 anyway.
So. I think her concern is his character. That's what I took from it, that he obviously was so brazen. He didn't seem to give a shit that he could be seen by anybody.
Okay, well, just before we came on air, I spoke to the lady herself. Her name is Jackie, and she asked for her identity to be protected while she tells the story. So as a result, we have disguised Jackie's voice. And in fact, my first question to her, if you want to listen to this interview, we've disguised her voice. My first question to Jackie was why she asked us to disguise her voice.
The main reason that I've asked her to disguise my voice is that I don't want any comeback from this if the video is exposed. Because I'm the one that will be exposed in the video, and obviously from what I'm about to talk about, the person involved wouldn't be the most savoury of characters. So I don't want any comeback on me or my family for what I have in my phone on him.
Okay, so take me to the start of this story. You were out last weekend.
About 40, and I tell you what it was. I went with a friend of mine. It wasn't. I don't actually know the person who's 40. It was, but I went with a friend. And when we were at the 40, I seen one of the teachers from the little girl's school there, National School in Tallaght. And that was grand. He didn't really know me because he's not, my daughter's not his class. But as the night went on, it turned out, I found out that the person who's 40, it is a mutual friend of my friend and of the teacher. So basically, then later on in the night, I seen him over the corner. And I said to my friend, I was like, oh my God, he's sniffing cocaine. Now, when I say he was doing it at the back of the function room, like, he wasn't even being discreet about a young one nearly straddling him. He had his hand, so like, my friend, who was locked, was like, kind of half laughing about it. You know, when you're pissed, and I was like, that's not funny, stop laughing. Like, my daughter goes to his school. So she took out her phone, and as you can see in the video, there's about three minutes, 20 seconds of footage you have there. And you can see him doing coke, and he's straddling, or a young one straddling him. He was no older than 20, tops, I'd say, 20. And he's married. Now, I know you're married, what you're up to. That's not my business. If he wants to be a dirty sleeve, that's grand. But I have a problem when he's there, literally, snorting cocaine. He had his finger, his hand up the young one's scarce as well, and he wasn't looking for spare change, Adrian. And I'm just very concerned that this is what is taking over with our kids. This is what is supposed to be a role model. It's supposed to be a figure of authority. It's supposed to be teaching our kids. And it makes me worry about his character. And I just think parents in Tallaght should know what's going on, what they're sending their kids into every day. Because if I thought someone else had that footage and didn't expose it, I'd be disgusted. Because I want to know what's teaching my child. Now, I said it to me fella when I got out the next day. I stayed overnight in my friend's. So when I got home the next day, I said it to me fella, and he says, come here, would you calm down? Like, what he does on his weekend is in his business, and we all need to wind down, which kind of started a row between us, because no, that's not good enough. He's dealing with people's kids. I'm away from my daughter for 6 hours a day plus, and that's what is in front. That's where your kids are. Is my kid safe? Is my kid with a good role model? Is my kid with somebody who is responsible? Because I don't think, looking at him, he is in any fit state to be around kids ever. And I think that first of all, I want to remove my daughter from the school. I haven't done anything yet. My fellas just asked me to give a cool off for a bit and think about it. And I've spent all week thinking about it, and I don't feel any different. I want to take my daughter out of the school, because that is not what I think kids should be around. I think parents and Tala need to be aware, and they need to know what their kids are going to.
So why did you contact us on Opinions Matter?
So basically, I contacted you. It was actually my fella who says to me, you should let ask them what they think. Because he said, you might actually get a bit of reason. But I said, right, okay, for the sake of an argument, for the sake of seeing what people think, I'll put it to them, I'll see what they think. But I don't think I'm going to be on my own here. And he's basically adamant that it's a weekend and it doesn't impede on his ability, on that teacher's ability to mind or care for or teach any children. But I think it reflects his character, and I don't think it's the type of person who should be in charge of a group of children.
You contacted us to highlight it, and we've seen the video, and for obvious legal reasons, even though you asked us to, we can't publish that video, and we won't be publishing that video. I'm curious to know why you contacted us. What are you hoping to get out of this?
What I really want is I want him to be taken away from working with kids. He should not be seen in a position of authority. I want to expose that video, and I want to post it online, and I want to let parents and Tala know what they're sending their kids into, because I want to know if somebody had that, as I said. I'm warning parents now listening to this in the Tala area, make sure you know who your child's teacher is, because you know what? If that was my child, the only saving grace that my kid hasn't been taken out of school is that that's not her teacher. And even at that, I am adamant that by this time next month, providing I can get a place, my daughter will be in a different school with hopefully better teachers who are more savoury of characters and are better, more responsible to be around kids. Like, the fact that he was even being straddled by a young one who was, one, not his wife, and two, like, young enough to be his daughter, his hand up her skirt, is that the kind of person you want snorting a bag of coke, looking after your kids every day?
So you want to ask our listeners whether or not you should report this teacher for what you witnessed him doing and have video evidence of him doing?
What I want to do, ideally, is make a fake Facebook profile, make a fake Instagram profile, TikTok profile, whatever I have to do, and post that video fucking everywhere to let people know what their kids are going into in talent school.
That is just revengeful.
This isn't about revenge. This is not about revenge. This is about the welfare and safety of our children. This person is not fit to be in front of children. He's not. And national school need to know what he is like. Because I would want to know if I was employing a cokehead, dirty, creepy sleaze bag to be around children.
So why don't you just contact the school directly rather than talking to us and threatening to release this video onto social media?
Because the best the school will do, if they do anything at all, the best they'll do is probably get rid of them. But then it becomes someone else's problem. We move to a school in Ballyfermot or in Dundrum or somewhere else in South County Dublin. Will he move somewhere else closer then and be doing the same thing? It's not about revenge. It's not about, I don't have any reason to want revenge on this man. It's not about that. It's about wanting to protect our youngest and most vulnerable of society, where their minds, they're growing, they're learning from these people. This man should not be in charge of a cat, let alone a group of kids. You've seen the video, Adrian. You've seen it. You've seen how dirty and sleazy that is. Would you be happy if you had kids with your kids going into that every day, would you not be terrified? Would you not want people to know what you're sending your kids to?
I have seen the video. Mind you, the video doesn't show an awful lot, in my opinion. It's very distant. It's very dark. It's very grainy. You might know who is in that video. I certainly wouldn't know who is in that video.
So I sent that to a WhatsApp group in France, some of them who have kids in the school that's in national school, and they all knew straight away. I said, who's that in the photo? And they all knew straight away. They said that's from national school. They all knew straight away who it was, and they weren't there, so they didn't know. And actually, I actually quizzed the friend. I got my friend to ask the mutual friend whose party was, and apparently he does be on ease every weekend. He does be taking ease on everything. He goes out and he gets off his rocker, goes on like nights, weekends away where there's like raves and stuff. But like, my friend doesn't even really see the issue. But like, that's not, it's just not right to have that. Being responsible for our kids for 6 hours a day.
As you can hear, I'm glad I pre-recorded this conversation with you, Jackie, because I've had to beep out the name of the teacher, the name of the school, and anything that will identify this person, because it sounds to me that you are intent on putting this man on trial by social media.
It's not that I want to put him on trial by social media. There is no trial. The video is apparent. You can see him fingering a young one while she's sitting on top of him. Sorry to be blunt, but let's be honest. You can see his hand up his skirt fingering someone, a young one, young enough to be his daughter. See in the video, over three minutes long, taking cocaine as well. Now, that's just in a 3 minute shot of that video being taken. This isn't about a trial. This is about nothing to do with that. It's about wanting safety for our kids and wanting other parents to know what they're sending their kids into. Like, I would want to know. I think the parents in Tala have to know what their kids are going into when they're dropping them at the school gates every day.
All right, Jackie, thanks very much indeed for talking to us on Opinions Matter.
All right, Adrian, thank you.
Katie, what do you make of that, Jackie's story? My attitude, I have to be honest, is mind your own business, what somebody does in their own private life. By the way, I'm not into drugs. I don't do drugs. I've never done drugs.
Yeah.
But if a guy who's a teacher during the week is doing something at the weekend, unless it's endangering people, none of our business.
Yeah, I agree. But what I'm taking from her message is that it's more she's calling into question his character, the fact that he's so brazenly doing it. I agree, whatever you do on the weekend, that's your business. And once you're not coming in to the class selling drugs to the kids or coming in on drugs, I think the fact that he's being straddled by a girl that she said, I was talking to her last night, and she said barely legal or something like that. She's young enough to be his daughter.
Yeah, but over
like
18.
That.
Over 18. She was a young one, but yeah, she was over 18.
Yeah, well, you assume. But I think her thing was that she said she understands people need to wind down and have fun, but he's supposed to be a figure of authority. She basically what she said in her message last night. So it's a tough one because you have to trust the person you're sending your kids into. And she was there. She saw firsthand what was happening. We only saw, 3 minutes of a video. And they don't paint them in a very good picture, the 3 minutes we saw.
No, I agree with all of that. But my whole thing was, this wasn't filmed in a school. This was filmed in a private function room at a private party last Saturday night. And in my opinion, although it's not ideal that a guy who is working as a teacher is doing cocaine in his spare time, I still think it's none of our business. He wasn't robbing a bank. He wasn't beating up old ladies. He was doing something that an awful lot of other people are doing. An awful lot.
Yeah. But she said, I think the problem is that if you were sending your child to a babysitter and you found out your babysitter was snorting coke, like when I was talking to her last night, she said that I think their mutual friend, she was at the party through a mutual friend that he's mutual friends with. And apparently this isn't like a one-off, it was laughed at or something. She said something about ecstasy and, you know, every weekend being off his rocker. So I think what I got from it wasn't that she's looking for kind of to destroy him. She just wants to protect other children. That's what I took from what she said.
Protect other children from what, though? Protect on. If this guy was doing cocaine in school, he should be sacked straight away. Mm. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
If he's coming in out of his face on cocaine, he should be sacked straight away. But none of these are the case. He was at a private party last weekend, and he was doing cocaine. Allegedly, by the way, we don't know for certain.
Oh no! Come on. Come on. He's
it
not,
looks like he's doing something. Yeah, it does look like he's doing something.
He's not sniffing icing sugar in that video.
I can't see him sniffing anything in that video. I can see him bending down to the table.
It's apparent what's doing, and his hand up the young one's dress. It is apparent what he's doing. Now, it is the weekend, do what you want, but from the mother's point of view, I think she was genuinely upset. She seemed genuinely upset about it.
Okay, so the question is it any of her business to report this teacher for doing cocaine at the weekend? That's the question that we want to ask you.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie.
Jay, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jay?
Afternoon, Adrian. How are you?
So a teacher does a bit of cocaine at the weekend at a private party, and this woman wants to basically squeal on them. What's your view on this?
Well, as you said, there's no, you can't really tell from that, so we won't focus on that too much. But just in general, I think if you're going to be that brazen about it, and, you know, he's a teacher, he has a level of responsibility, right? I mean, he has a thing in society where you look up to your teachers. You know, you do. Okay, he's out doing coke at the site. That's his own business. That's his. He comes in Monday morning, the right, and he's not 100%. He can't be. You go back to your situation when you were DJing, yeah? Back in the good old days. You've seen one of your kid's teacher out his face on E or doing coke, and then you're dropping that child off to him, your child off to him Monday morning. Would you feel the same about him, honestly? Because I wouldn't.
No, I probably wouldn't feel the same about him. However, the fact of the matter is that he wasn't doing anything that an awful lot of other people are doing.
I know. No, come here. Don't come here. Adrian, you know I smoke cannabis. I mean, we can't smoke cannabis out on the street and or even bring up the mention of the word, and we're called all sorts of names. Hmm. That's the society we live in. We either accept that people do drugs or we don't. It's one or the other. As I said, he would not be able for kids. I don't know what age the kids are, okay? So imagine he was going into a toddler's room or with, say, senior infants, first class, right? But they're very, very demanding. I know I had a few of them. He's not going to be able for them. He's still going to have the after effects of the drugs. And the
okay, but let me ask you a question.
Okay. Early. Sorry, Adrian, he wasn't in bed early Saturday. No,
probably not.
We all know he probably pulled an all-nighter Saturday and spent all Sunday dying. So therefore, he's not up to scratch Monday morning to teach.
Okay, but my question is, this woman's question is, should she report this teacher for taking drugs at a private party on a night out?
That's where Carl wants to ruin the man's life. I'd approach the teacher.
And do you think it will ruin his life? I don't actually know.
God, if it did, if it came out, yeah, come on.
But he wasn't doing it in front of his pupils. He was doing it.
No, I know that. But as she said, like, he was doing it in front of. He obviously doesn't know who was at the party because somebody recognised him. He didn't recognise that somebody. That could be a parent that was dropping his child off. What I'm saying is that woman should approach him, not the school, not make a big deal out of it. Approach him. You know, don't ruin the man's life. But just approach him and say,
and say what?
I seen you. I don't think it's acceptable that you're doing this at the weekends and coming in teaching our children. So when the big drug thing comes on in the class, is he meant to stand up there and tell all them kids how bad drugs are, knowing that he's going off that weekend to do
it? As somebody just commented, you'd swear he was doing it in the middle of assembly. He wasn't.
No, I'm not saying that. No. What I'm saying is, if you were in a nightclub and you seen the teacher, your child, you're about to give your child on Monday morning, out with their bleeding face, are you really going to hand your child over on Monday morning?
You see, my whole thing is I've seen teachers, I've seen guards, I've seen all sorts of people drunk in a public place, yeah, or drunk at a party or whatever the case may be. What's the difference, really?
Okay, we got to ask ourselves, is that what we want teaching our kids then?
What, somebody who's
really
drunk?
Somebody coming in to
hang
teach?
Hang on, Jay, stinking of bills. If somebody was out on, if the teacher was out on Saturday night at a party and was pissed, do you think anybody would be complaining about it? They wouldn't, Jay.
Come here, yeah, because it's a lot different. Now, we know it is. You're going to have your hangover Sunday and you're back and walk Monday morning. I mean, would you be happy if you walked up Monday morning and the teacher was there taking the kids off?
Okay, so
and she stank of bills. And she stank of bills.
There's been many an alcoholic teacher as well, by the way.
Look what he turned out.
If he was your child's teacher, would you want him sacked?
No. I'd have a war with him. I'd have a war and say that's totally. I'm not into ruining
people's
lives.
But he's not. Okay, so he's
because I just got a comment in a second ago, and it says this woman should report this junkie teacher. Now,
junkie, come on, he's not sitting there shooting up in the middle of the classroom.
That's society, Katie. That's society. You come up above the parapet, put one foot wrong. There's no more forgiveness anymore in this new age. It's straight chop the head off. Be done with you. You're no good to nobody. If you do not follow the line now that's been set out by whoever, by whatever, that's it, you're gone. Look
you
know, at you.
Can
you
I ask a very simple question here to everyone who's listening? Just message us, yes or no. If you're a parent, would it bother you if you were the parent in this situation? Would
it bother you if your child's teacher was doing cocaine at the weekend? That's really the question.
Would you want to take action and approach the school or expose him as this woman was saying she wanted?
I think it was his blatantness of doing it at the back of a function with loads of other people. He knows he's a teacher, right? So he knows people know him. I mean, we all know they probably all, I'm not saying they all, but who else they do? But do it when nobody can see. The fact now that it's out there now. There's a video, there's a this, there's a that, and now people are baying for blood. Where he knew he was in a position of responsibility. He knew he was teaching kids. Go into feckin' Jackson, do it like the guards and the judges of this country.
Yeah. All right, stay there for one second. He was a bit brazen,
and
it has to be said.
It's blatantly obvious from the video. Sorry, we're all adults here, but he's sitting there with his hand
that's
a young
that's queer. They're adults.
They're adults.
She's not changed.
But I get the point overall picture that she's concerned about his character. Now, I agree.
Well, okay, if it was an older woman and a younger lad, would she have the same?
No, she wouldn't. And that's just a fact.
Let's not bring that into it. This is about your teacher doing drugs.
The point is,
but that's a woman. That's a woman because a woman sees an older man with a younger woman straight away. He's a pervert and a paedophile.
Okay, stay there for one second, Jay. I want to bring in this WhatsApp voice note from Darren.
She's a fucking disgrace. She has absolutely no right to put that up online. All she's looking for is attention.
Alan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Alan?
Oh yeah, doing good.
Good, thanks, Alan. Now, what did you want to say on this?
Well, I agree with everything that Jay said there, 100%. But I was saying to Katie there, like, I'm in college now, and the young student teachers are getting up to shock and stuff. So, like, if we're going to go for this man, we're going to have to go for a load of them, especially in maybe 10 years, you know, that kind of way.
So, tell me what you've witnessed.
Well, I wouldn't do it myself now, Adrian. I'd be big into health and fitness. So, you know, drinking drugs doesn't really get into it, but, like, coke 4 and 5 nights a week, and you know, drugs, vandalism, you know, like, it's just normal. Like, they kind of just think they'll flick a switch when they go into the job, like, that they won't be at this anymore, you know, that kind of way. So I think that's
okay.
So
what you're saying is, as students, God knows what they're up to, and these are the teachers of the future.
Exactly. Like, it's not to kind of flick a switch as soon as they leave college that they'll suddenly become, you know, role model citizens and Puritans, like, you know what I mean?
And do you think, okay, so this story that we've heard about excuse me, the teacher snorting a line of coke at a party at the weekend, you're saying, well, that probably isn't unusual, is it?
Oh, not at all. No, I totally agree with Jay. Like, it's not on at all. Like, I'd be pulling my child if I was the woman.
Oh, you would? You'd be taking your child? But sorry, what I'm getting at is, do you think this is unusual? Or do you think there are lots of teachers doing this?
There was a lot more doing this in secrecy. I think that this woman was very wrong to film him, and she already said she shared it in WhatsApp and stuff. That's very wrong. It's not her place at all. But yeah, like, it's just, I don't think it's on as a teacher, but it's a lot more common. Like, this man is not an isolated individual, you know?
You think that this woman should take her child out of the class?
I would, personally. I wouldn't feel comfortable with a man like that. And even, you know, I don't know what age he is now. I don't know what age they said he was. But even with a young one there, like, I don't know. I don't know. I wouldn't like my child in there now, personally, Adrian, doing that.
Okay, so you would want your child taken out of the school that this teacher is teaching in?
I would, yeah. But the point I'm trying to make is that it's a bit of a juxtaposition in a way, because there's a lot more going to be at it, especially in the future, you know?
And that's the worrying thing about what you're saying. So do we sack every teacher that has ever done a line of cocaine, and you're saying we'll be without teachers?
Exactly. And, like, geez, I mean, especially with phones these days, there's going to be footage coming out every week, like, of look what your child's teacher did in college, and you know what I mean?
So this lady who contacted us, what do you think she should do with this video evidence that she has of what this teacher was up to last weekend?
If I was her, I'd go to the school and say that I saw a particular teacher doing something that I really don't feel comfortable with. I wouldn't even name the teacher.
But I have to ask, okay, there's one video of that. How do you know that your own, anybody listening now, how do you know your own children's teachers aren't doing it? This was only, this only happened to be caught on video.
That's the point he's trying to make.
There's no way you can know that they're all doing what they're all doing.
I suppose you don't, Katie, but you know for definite this fella is. You know what I mean?
Okay, well, stay there for one second. I want to bring in Sarah. You're on Opinions Matter. Hey, Sarah.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Sarah. Now, what did you want to say on this?
I definitely would pull my child from that school.
Would you? Why?
I think it's very hypocritical that a teacher could stand up and condemn drugs and, you know, it's bad for you and it's illegal and all that, and then be at a party. Like what he does, whether he's married with another girl, that's his business. That doesn't affect children. But how do people know he's not doing it during the week? I mean, it's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting.
Now, he's not a Garda. His job isn't to uphold the law.
It's still illegal.
I agree that it is illegal. I agree it's not ideal that a teacher is doing cocaine. But I wonder... like I said, if this was on school property or if this was during school time, obviously, this wasn't on school time. This was at a private party at the weekend.
But do you not agree that teachers, students look up to their teachers like a role model?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how many of them actually do look up to their teacher anymore. But
videos have a way of going around. Once it hits the internet, you can never get it off the internet. And students will see that video. So, like, are they going to take that teacher serious now in class or, you know, start calling them, you know, cokehead? But I mean...
At this moment, this video hasn't gone anywhere. And that's why the lady contacted us in the first place. It hasn't gone anywhere and she wants to know whether or not she should do something about it. You obviously believe she should.
She should go to the principal of the school. Yeah, and bring it to the attention that one member of his staff is doing an illegal substance at the weekend. Yes, he's not a teacher at the weekend, but he's still a member of staff.
Okay, because somebody just commented there a second ago. It was not done during school hours. It was at a private function, and he was with a fully grown woman. And this is the reference to the young one that he was with.
It's not an issue who he was with. That's no one's business. If he wants to pick up his marriage, if he was married, that's up to him. But it is the point that he was doing drugs or drugs, regardless. So he was doing an illegal substance and probably standing in the classroom saying how drugs, if you take drugs, you're picking up your life and they're illegal. And still at the back of it, he's off taking a line of cocaine at a party.
Somebody messaged me a moment ago and it says, can you tell me, is it illegal to record someone unknown to them? It's a very grey area. If you're in a public place,
stalking, I think you can.
Yeah, if you're in a public place, though, you have to expect that there's a possibility you could be filmed, as happened with our now Taoiseach Leo Varadkar only a couple of weeks ago when he was in a nightclub kissing some young fella. Yeah. He was in a public place, and that video got leaked.
But this video is a bit creepy. Like they did record this man performing a sex act on the woman.
Yeah,
wasn't there a case where a guard was caught or something doing cocaine off duty? And it was war over that.
You see, that's, in my opinion, that's different because their job is to uphold the law. It is not a teacher's job to uphold the law.
Well, it is in a sense because they're a role model for like, what's the difference between a guard doing cocaine off duty in their own time when they're not on duty and a teacher doing it?
Okay, so you believe that this woman should... talk to the principal and report what she has seen and is aware of.
Exactly.
With a view to the teacher being disciplined or being sacked.
That's what I was going to ask. Do you want him to be sacked?
Well, it depends. It would depend on whether, like, it wouldn't have been a one-off. Like, nobody takes cocaine at a party just as a one-off.
Even if he's doing it every single weekend.
Weekend he should be sacked.
But if it does not impede on your child, on the way your child is learning or on his ability to teach or to take care of a class, you still think that and do you think he should be stopped from ever working with kids again?
Well, definitely, because why should he be allowed to stand up and be a hypocrite? If drugs are illegal and drugs will ruin your life and you shouldn't take drugs, and then he's ahead the weekends.
Okay, so so as far as you're concerned, yes, this teacher should be reported for doing drugs at the weekend.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. All right, stay there for 1 second. For those of you asking where is the video, we're certainly not going to be publishing this video. Daniel, I'm sorry, we won't be publishing the video. We've seen the video, it was sent to us, but we certainly will not be publishing the video.
We sent it on to the legal team as well, and we were advised under no circumstances.
Well, obviously, I mean, I knew that as soon as I saw it. There was no way we were going to be publishing this. What other people do is their own business, but we won't be getting involved in it. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. Trevor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
Mr. Kennedy and Helper, how are you?
And Helper.
Oh, Jesus. That's the nicest thing I've ever been called.
And Helper, okay. Well, Trevor, teacher does a line of coke at the weekend at a private party. Should he be reported?
I was actually disgusted when I heard you saying a teacher, cocaine, fearing up a girl, and I was just like, Jesus Christ, what is going on with this? Like, a teacher's not meant to be held to a higher standard. And then I heard you saying it's Talis, so it's the norm, isn't it, really? Come on.
What do you mean it's the norm?
Well, hang on
for 1 second. He happens to teach in Talis. It doesn't mean he's from Talis.
I'd say he is. Come on. Getting up to those sort of antics, he has to be from Talis.
What's the point you're trying to make?
Well, the point is, Agent, if I had it, I'd publish it. I would hang him out to dry. Because at the end of the day, they stand on the soapboxes, they teach their kids, you know, morals, values, the whole shebang. They're meant to be good at, right down the right word, Simon. I'm just, like, they're meant to be good people.
Oh, they're meant to, you know, meant to be holier than thou, are they?
We teach our kids not to lie.
I wouldn't say holier than thou, but...
We teach our kids not to lie.
Let's not
play martyrs here either, as if we're perfect individuals who have never done wrong.
All right, so what happens if this video gets out and all the kids see it, and then, like, this is the role model they look up to, and this, some kids in the class could be saying, oh, I want to be a teacher someday because Mr. Breble, and then all of a sudden they're like, oh, he's a cokehead, he's a smackhead. I wonder what else he does in his off time, and apart from searching through a girl's knickers for a change.
When you go into a bank, Trevor, how do you know that the person who's dealing with your all your financial bearings and everything in your life, how do you know that that person isn't snorting cocaine the night before?
You don't.
How do you know your doctor hasn't been snorting cocaine the night before?
Well, shouldn't that be a career ender? Would you like to go into the hospital and know your doctor the night before was whacking the cocaine?
I wouldn't be overly happy about the fact that if that was my child, the teacher was caught on camera performing a sex act and taking cocaine, but at the same time...
I'd be taking my kids out of school. Well, then again, I wouldn't send my kids to school and tell it, Jesus Christ. Or
that's not what this conversation is. The conversation is whether or not a teacher should be reported for doing cocaine at a private party at the weekend. And you're saying, yes, this woman
should...
The
only downside is, Adrian, I think he should be reported, and the only downside is that he can't be reported to the guys in the video handed to them.
And what, be arrested for taking the... Yeah. I mean, okay, the video, the video, you can kind of see him doing something, but it wouldn't stand up in a court of law. Not in a million years.
Well, let's go for it. Let's say the magical word, illegal substance.
The video there, show me again.
You can't see it that
just
clearly.
Just play again. Just let me see it. Now, I can make out his face.
Okay, I'm aware perfectly. That there is some... You can't make out his face perfectly.
If I knew him, I'd know who he is.
Okay, you're saying... I can see him apparently doing a line of cocaine because he bends down to the table, but I have no way of knowing that that's what he's doing.
Well, he's not sucking his drink up off the table, is he?
Yeah, he could have been.
He's got what I would imagine, what looks like a note, a 20 euro or 50
it
quid
looks
note.
Like it, but it's not as clear. It's not
he
clear.
Has it down. He's bent down.
This would not stand up in a court of law.
And you can clearly see what he's doing.
If he was sacked for it, he could probably do them for unfair dismissal. Because that's not enough proof, in my opinion.
No. But the point is that you can tell what he's doing, Adrian. Don't even play dumb. If you got that video and nobody told you what was happening, the first thing you think is, oh, that guy's snorting coke.
What I'm trying to say is that this would not be a dismissible offence. That video is not enough to sack a teacher. He would have a great case.
Look!
Yeah, I can see it.
That is, it's zoomed in.
I can see it. Yes, but It's. I don't think it's. It could be used as a reason to sack somebody. That video, I really don't.
Could they even sack him for that if it wasn't on school time? Would they have a right to sack
him? That's the point. I don't think they could. Let me bring in some more calls on this in just a second.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie.
Dara, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dara?
Hi, I'm good, thanks.
Dara, is it anybody's business? That's no problem. Is it anybody's business what a teacher does in their spare time?
No, absolutely not like that. I mean, for that kind of a thing, no. I just think it's outrageous if you report that person. I think it's so unfair. You're ruining someone's career over a line of coke, potentially, when you're not even sure. And I guarantee you, we all know someone that does or has done or has at least tried something like coke in their life. Imagine ending someone's whole career and shaming their whole character for that when it's very normal human behaviour, I think, these days from the ages of like 18 to 40. I'm not glorifying drug use. But
you're saying it's become so normalised almost that this isn't really a big deal?
I don't think it's a massive deal, and I certainly wouldn't be pulling my kid from a school if I heard that her teacher...
And what do you make of all the people who've been saying exactly that? Pull the kid from the school, report the teacher, get him sacked.
I think they absolutely have the wool pulled over their eyes. I think they're ignorant and they've no idea what goes on in the real world. I know solicitors, barristers, guards even that have taken coke. So for them to think it's outrageous for a teacher, why should a teacher be held to a different standard than everyone else?
And that's the point that I've been making as well. Like I said, if it was done on school property, if it was done in front of school pupils
fair enough. Like if I thought my child's teacher was taking coke before class.
Yeah, and that's a different matter altogether.
Of course, different. But if I saw them on a night out and I actually saw them with my own two eyes doing it, I wouldn't bat an eyelid. I've seen so many people do it. I'm not saying again that it's a good thing people should do it. Obviously not. I don't want to sound like I'm glorifying it, but I'm saying it is extremely common, and I don't think it's going to affect them doing their job or the type of person that they are, especially if it's like a thing that they've only done it once in their life or they've trialed it or it's very occasional. It's not like they're an addict, you know, that's going to affect their work or the performance of their...
Okay, stay there for one second. Niamh, what do you think should be done in this situation? Should this teacher be reported for doing a line of cocaine on his own private time at the weekend?
Definitely not. I don't think so. I think that woman has gone out and videoed somebody in their private, their own time, and basically is out for blood, and I think it's disgraceful. I know a nurse that goes out on the weekend, that when she has, actually not even on the weekend, when she has her own time off, and she gets a bag when she's going out. I know bankers, I know loads of people that do it. And
in fact, somebody just messaged us a second ago to say, sure, if every teacher that did coke was sacked, there would be a massive shortage of teachers.
Yeah, exactly. If everybody was drug tested in the workplace, nobody would have a job.
Well,
there is a lot of people out there that do it now, you know, and they're dealing with kids, they're dealing with patients. I'm a healthcare worker myself, and I don't do drugs or anything like that, but if I was to do that and I was to go out on the weekend, that's nobody's business to do.
Okay, so why do you think people are getting so hot and bothered about, report the teacher, get him sacked?
So if she hadn't seen him out on Saturday night, she wouldn't have known.
No, she'd be blissfully unaware.
Exactly. So how does she not know that her own kid's teacher isn't doing it then?
No, she doesn't.
Or the principal.
She doesn't. That's
the principal.
Or the principal. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
I agree.
So like, why should she? She's out for blood. She's after sitting at home. She's after mulling over for the whole week, and she is annoyed that this person was out on the weekend having a good time. I think it's more the fact that he was out and she knows that he has a wife at home, and he was out sticking his fingers where they shouldn't have been stuck.
Yeah.
And that's what she's probably more annoyed about.
Okay,
it's not her child's teacher.
Okay, you believe that this woman should mind her own business, basically?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, well, stay there for one second. Tom, she should mind her own business.
What chance have these people's children got? The teacher is out getting smacked over the head and then going and looking after their kids for 8 to 9 hours of the day. Are they crazy? Did they grow up in a different part of society where they have no problem with someone who takes Class A drugs raising their little princess and princesses.
Okay, but again, Tom, let's not exaggerate here. He wasn't snorting a line of cocaine off his desk in the classroom. This was on Saturday night on his own private time.
Well, if these, any of these mammies were snorting cocaine off the kitchen counter and the kids were asleep in bed, the children would be taken off them. Like this guy
I don't know that they would, by the way, but no, I take the point.
Look, this guy has to adhere to the Children's First Act. You know,
then he didn't endanger any children in any way.
Nobody, like, a drug addict doesn't have full control of when they're going to take drugs.
Again, Tom, if this was a conversation about a teacher snorting cocaine in a classroom or in even on school property, I would understand why people would be annoyed about it. That's not what this conversation is.
If he's willing to break a criminal law, like, he's a criminal. So why should a criminal be allowed?
Okay, well, Niamh, let me throw.
How can you trust a criminal to be not do criminal acts?
Okay, Niamh, I'm going to throw that back to you. I can hear you laughing.
So he's a criminal because he's going out and enjoying himself on the weekend. The criminals are the ones that are bringing it into the country. That's what I think. I don't think he's a criminal. He's not going out and robbing somebody. He's going out and enjoying himself on the weekend. If he wants to do drugs and ruin his body, that's up to him. If he wants to go out and ruin his marriage, that's up to him. If he's in school on a Monday morning teaching the kids and he's all well and good, well then who cares? It's not, you don't know anyway. You're not going to know. It's only the fact that this woman was out and she videoed somebody at a party. I think that's another conversation for another day.
It absolutely is. But as I said, and we saw this with Leo Varadkar a couple of weeks ago, when you were out in a public place, the chances are you could be videoed. And he was a gobshite for doing cocaine in a place that he could be videoed, but he did it. Not Leo Varadkar, by the way.
Even that, the Leo Varadkar thing, shocking. Yeah. Absolutely. Videoing somebody, I think it's absolutely shocking.
And I agree with you that is a separate conversation, but it is a conversation. But sorry, Tom, say that again.
Like, the man's supposed to be a community figure to the children. He's out buying drugs, which is basically causing death, havoc and destruction in the community. Like, at the moment, do you know what I'm saying? Like, pick any area there. You said Tala, there's bullets flying through the air only a month ago in Tala. It's like, this is a plague on society, and that man is fueling it. And he's supposed to be a role model for children. You might put on a different mask.
Okay, let me read a message that came in to us a second ago, and I actually remember my teachers doing this as well. Sean says, I was born in 1986, and when I went to secondary school, which would have been in the late 90s, my teachers were drinking pints at lunchtime. Now, I actually remember our primary school teachers drinking pints at lunchtime because I happened to see them in the local pub at lunch break when I was coming home from a funeral. Now, as a kid. Now, what's the difference?
What's the difference? It's not fucking cocaine.
Oh, that's the difference.
The difference is it's not cocaine. It's not a Class A drug.
Okay, so a lot of people are saying if he was snorting off the classroom desk, that would be a different story, but he wasn't. So it's his business. The one videoing is the local gossip by the sounds of it.
Look, when he goes back into school on Monday morning, he still has cocaine in his system. Like, really? Like, the fact that people think this is normal, that I haven't been around cocaine, nor have I, but you can't get over
the fact that people think this is in any way normal.
I like, people are totally and utterly happy and they're desensitized to a cokehead teaching their children. Like, really.
Okay, but we'll stay there.
And the people commenting here are the disadvantaged people I feel sorry for, who are actually, they're so tone deaf. Like, they think this is normal. They think, you know, getting a bag is totally normal. They have no problem with it, and they're probably going to have no problem with their 18-year-old daughter going out and getting it. And see, no risk whatsoever. They've been educated in the little part of Dublin they live in. That's normal. That's okay.
Well, stay there for one second if you can, please, Tom, because Amy, you want to get involved in this as well. Amy, a teacher does a line of coke at the weekend. Is it anybody's business?
Not really.
Not really.
I don't think so. We don't know the circumstances of it. Maybe it was one lane, maybe it was two.
Okay, but regardless, if we take the story at face value and we've been shown the video, it looks like this guy is doing a line of coke or two or whatever the case may be at a party last Saturday night. Now, this woman is threatening to report him to the school or put it online. Do you think it is any of her business what he was getting up to?
No.
Now, there you are, Tom. That's another one of those callers you're talking about.
I don't think I would be vindictive in reporting that person to school. If it was my child was in that school and that teacher had some form of contact with my child, I would have absolutely no problem with destroying their life. I wouldn't go out of my way to destroy someone's life who was in another school. That's their problem, but I wouldn't want that person near my child.
And that's absolutely fair enough. But the way I look at it is, and the way I feel about it is, so long as he's teaching well to children and not doing anything bad in front of them, then let him be.
Okay, because it's his own private time.
Yeah. Like, my daughter's teacher at the minute is fabulous, absolutely fabulous. But how he's not out getting occupied every weekend or even taking drugs is beyond me. Like, how he does it is.
And would it bother you then? Would it bother you if this was your daughter's wonderful teacher that we were talking about? If you found out that he does coke at the weekend, would that bother you?
If it didn't affect the way he taught in school, then probably not, no.
And the reality of it is, Tom, this guy doing a line of cocaine at the weekend probably doesn't affect his ability to teach your kids.
Yeah, and so I suppose that's...
I mean, that's ultimately...
That's a sad place society is... At the moment.
Is that how you see it?
I just think it's sad. There's like people on here, like they, you know, they're totally desensitized. They don't see anything wrong.
Amy, let me put that to you. You're totally desensitized to drugs, so you don't see an issue with it.
Absolutely not. I'm not desensitized to drugs whatsoever, but I know that as me before, I said that a lot of people, and probably doctors too, or medical students or whatever, go out and take a lot of drugs that we don't know about.
Okay, so you would mind your own business. Would you even tell the teacher you're aware of it?
Yeah, I probably would. Yeah.
Just to let him know that there is this video, you want to be careful and don't be doing that again.
Yeah.
All right, thanks very much indeed for your call. I want to squeeze in one final WhatsApp voice note from Keith.
The man got paid on a Friday, went out on a Saturday, enjoyed himself, probably slept all day Sunday, woke up Monday, went to work, and a Karen got pissed off because of whatever. Somebody want to look into to see maybe did this student, or did this teacher send this woman's child home with a bad report card or something, and it's not a revenge attack? And she is just doing something that makes him look like he's a bad person. Come on, Karens are out there and they will stoop to any fucking level.
All right. Here's the thing. The threat to publish it on social media, I think, is very revengeful, as I said myself earlier. And it does strike me that, that she's trying to get revenge for something.
Not getting revenge from it. I do think it would be idiotic to put, because she's going to make him unemployable. Nobody, if anyone sees that video, they're not going to hire him. Nobody wants to hire the guy who's doing the rounds for snorting a load of coke while having his hand down a woman's pants. They don't make the best candidate, do they?
No.
But to want to destroy his life over, it's a bit harsh. I get where Tom's coming from. You want to think your kids are with the most responsible people when you leave them, because that's all we want for our kids, is to know they're in good hands when we're not there. But to destroy his life is like a massive overreaction.
Yeah, absolutely. Alright, Katie, thanks very much indeed as always. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow, click the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified the next time we upload a new podcast. Thank you very much indeed for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one. Bye bye.
Opinions Matter. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.